because comedy is so close to tragedy, and truth really is stranger than fiction. It's AM 1500, KSTP.
Listen out, people, wherever you are, cruising in your kitchen or cruising in your car, I said, put up that antenna on your radio. Time once again for the Don Vogel Show.
Let's do my mouth guitar. I think I'll listen to Mike instead. Woo! Good God, oh my. All right. Don Vogel, Tommy Mischke, the piano player and the creator of the themes. And Holly Palmer, an awesome producer.
Gee, thanks, Don.
Matter of fact, I think of Holly's my producer, I go, aw, some. Sorry.
No, sorry. You're not. If you were sorry, you wouldn't have said it in the first place.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I have to promote something. And, of course, whenever I promote anything now, I've learned from the Dean of Promotion, Larry King, how to do this. Larry King promotes everything he does about 8,000 times before he actually does it. And it's apparently worked for him. He's known all over the world. He's got the big TV show on CNN, the big radio show. He's got the USA Today column, so it must be working for him, right?
Larry is he's a production machine. I wish he'd do a little bit more of what he used to do, which was just, you know, talking to people.
Yeah, but when he did that, he wasn't as famous as he is now. And apparently he thinks that he's gotten famous by doing self-promotion. So now that I have to promote something, I'll just do a Larry King. All right, Holly, if you want to...
Hello. This is Don Vogel. On Saturday, why do I sound like Larry King if I'm Don Vogel?
See, I haven't decided who to be for this, but I better... See, I gotta be me, though.
Yeah, you put yourself in quite a pickle there, because if you were a king, you know, then...
Then it would be him getting the promotion instead of me, and God knows he doesn't need it.
Maybe it would be best if you said, I'm Larry King, I'll be on with Don on Saturday, because technically you'll take your voice with you.
Yeah, as long as people don't get the impression it's Larry King doing the show Saturday.
That's true.
So, this is the dilemma that I have, and it is quite a pickle to be it.
I don't know how you're going to get out of it.
Nor do I. This is what we call a Gedney pickle. I don't quite know how to extricate myself from this. Because see, if I... You know... I should have thought this concept through a little further. Sort of like the truth phone, you know? Today, it must say that my astrological chart doesn't think concepts through to conclusion, apparently, because
I
don't know what
to do. Read your chart today, and this is supposed to be a banner day for you.
Why? What did it say?
You'll have good connections with people.
And who am I going to connect with? No, but I don't know. I don't know what to... Holly, what do I do? You're the producer.
Want to start the show over? We can start the whole 3 o'clock hour over. I mean,
yeah, that
works for other people on the staff. We can just start it over, pretend like none of this ever happened,
yeah.
And you can think it through during the theme.
That's a pretty good idea. Let's do that, shall we?
Sure, hold on.
Just do it that way. Start the whole...
Because comedy is so close to tragedy, and truth really is stranger than fiction. It's AM 1500, KSTP.
Listen out, people, wherever you are, cruising in your kitchen or cruising in your car. Do-do-do. Put that antenna on your radio.
Do-do-do.
Once again for the Don Vogel Show.
Don Vogel with Tommy Mischke and Holly Palmer. Welcome. All right, I got it figured out now. Larry King is such a nice guy that he is going to promote me. That's how nice he is. He wants me. Why the hell didn't I think of that 5 minutes ago? Right? It would have been a brace.
Well, Larry just called and said he...
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Larry just called. Isn't it funny about the music was on? Larry King called. And Larry said, I'll promote you. And I said, thank you, Larry. He said, I want you to have some of the same success that I've had. And I said, Larry, what a heck of a guy. And see, it would have made so much sense if I'd just done it that way, wouldn't it? But, you know, better late than dead. So, ladies and gentlemen, to promote what I'm going to do Saturday, Mr. Larry King.
Thank you. This is Larry King promoting Don Vogel and the show that Don Vogel will be doing on Saturday for Bob Yates. Now, wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm Don Vogel, Larry.
Oh. Well, what does it have to do with Bob Yates?
Well, it's his show, technically, on Saturday.
Oh. Let me see if I have this straight. I'm Larry King.
Larry, everybody already knows who you are.
You do a lot better job, Larry, promoting your own stuff than you're doing with Don.
Well, you don't think I'm going to promote someone else without using my name? I'm Larry King promoting Don Vogel, who is doing the Bob Yates Show, if that makes one damn bit of sense to anyone. On Saturday, noon until 3, that's Don Vogel doing Bob Yates' show from noon until 3. Saturday, I'm Larry King. Listen to the Larry King Show.
All right, Larry, thanks.
God. Yeah.
Couldn't even do that without promoting himself. He said he was going to promote me, but he just wanted an excuse to come on my show to promote him to promoting me.
Probably better off without Larry.
At least I got the concept straight, though, anyway. But see, if I promote myself like Larry King does, it sickens me because it sounds so shameless, and you know what I mean?
Well, I'm convinced people are going to turn on Larry King tonight expecting Bob Yates.
Our first guest will be Bob Yates, who does the Bob's Radio Basic Show, and I'm Larry King.
Probably so. 646-8255, 1-800-962-0792. Are the numbers.
Got a hot one off the wire here, Don.
Yeah?
Homer Hardy of Tulsa, Oklahoma, tried desperately to get through to 911 after his wife suffered a seizure, but he kept getting a busy signal because fans calling for Garth Brooks tickets overwhelmed the phone system. He couldn't get through. Well, Hardy's wife, she died.
Well, that's terrific. That's swell.
Why don't you get Kleenex, Don? Those must be tears welling up in your eyes.
Why can't I get through on the phone line? Damn. How could I get Garth Brooks tickets? Hey, hang up, would you? My wife's got a seizure. Too damn bad, buddy. I was down here half hour ago trying to get through. I'm all hanging up now for nobody. But my wife is sick. Well, tell her to get better.
Hardy was apparently extremely upset and distressed over this till he found out it was Garth Brooks, who was one of his favorite performers.
Yeah, that it was okay. Oh, well, hell, no wonder the phones were busy. I understand now.
I should have been calling myself instead of 911.
Why, daggone tootin', I bet you there ain't one dag ticket left in the whole dag town. What a hell of a time she picked to have a seizure.
Then again, it's one less person to have to take.
Well, that's true. Gonna cost me half as much if I get a ticket scalped. I imagine they'll be scalping him before the show anyway, so if I have to pay $150 for one, at least I don't have to pay $300 for two. That's good. So Jay, where's my Pepsi, man?
It's in there.
It's off to your right.
Just like the Prego spaghetti sauce?
And
it's
to
in
your
there.
Right. More to your right.
Oh, yeah!
The hell did he put it over there for?
I guess the sushi boy is probably playing with you a little bit.
Must be his fault, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who this is. Who's coming in here?
Hello, Don Bobo.
Oh, it's Willie Griffin, famous alleged blues legend.
You know, I don't want to take up your time because I know Dave Dow going to be on with you, but our that was Joe Tutuated movie, Pop.
That was what?
That was Joe Tutuay who moved your pop.
What's he saying?
Joe Sushere, he's trying to say, but he has no teeth. It's hard to understand him without teeth. Well, let's try the syllable again, by syllable, like I did with David. Maybe that'll... Joe.
Do.
Sue.
Do.
Ter. So now he's got me doing it. Sue, sure.
Tar.
Hey.
Hey.
Now say it right away.
Joe Tutuay.
Anyway, thanks for letting me know, anyway.
All right, down, Bolo.
Dave Dahl here.
That is the funniest guy I've ever seen.
He is
funny.
He doesn't mean to be, though. It's just the way he is.
He's just a funny guy.
I'd like to hear.
I guess with him it would be, I know I've done a crappy job, I guess, for the last 4 years.
I'd like to hear a president, after being elected, say, "Now that I'm elected, it's important that I inform you I will be unable to follow through on any promises I might have made during the campaign. These promises were intended to get my butt to the Oval Office.
And it worked.
Now that I'm here, it's my job to lie, cheat, and steal, and engage in any other nefarious activity to keep my butt in the Oval Office. I'm no Abe Lincoln, but I'm no Jeffrey Dahmer. You elected me. Live with me."
Yes, we will raise your taxes. Do something about it.
There you go.
They're already listing in USA Today the long litany of promises Clinton made that he's having to backpedal on now. That's already begun. The guy hasn't even taken office.
Yeah, well, I don't quite understand this, but I'm trying to get it. They want Defense Secretary, newly named Defense Secretary Aspin, to...
change his name because of the gay rights thing in Colorado?
No.
Oh, sorry.
To rescind this order about gays, who were close, in the military. In other words, they want him to do it instead of Clinton doing it. Does that make sense?
Any more information on that?
It says Clinton may shift gay ban issue to defense chief.
Gay ban? Is that like any perspirant?
Get gay ban today.
Shift it to this.
No, he wants Aspin to issue the written instructions to lift this ban on gays in the military. And he wants all legal action on gays to be dropped. But gay activists are saying that, hey, Clinton's the one who was campaigning. One of the things he was campaigning about was gays in the military, letting him be in the military without any problem. And now he's weakening his pledge on that. Because he's having the defense secretary do it instead of himself, just making an executive order. They say he's backing down on that.
Oh, I see. In other words...
they say he's sort of wimping out.
Yeah, well, I can see what they're saying, because if it is the defense secretary's apparent... prerogative to do so, but the president can also do so.
Yeah, I mean,
and whoever does it is going to be remembered for doing it.
It accomplishes the same thing, but this way Clinton doesn't have to sort of, quote, get his hands
dirty. Boy, he is the consummate politician, isn't he?
Well, I try to be, Tommy.
That's going to be the toughest thing about having him president for me, and I voted for him. The toughest thing is going to be just seeing a guy squirm in the middle like this, just trying to play all sides. I have a hard time with that.
Yeah, well, Tommy, you know you got to do that, man, and I've been trying to do a good job as best I can. And we're going to let the gays be in the military and stuff. It's just, I'd just rather have Les get involved with it than me.
Well, President Clinton, here's a scenario for you. You either will have to or will not attack Saddam Hussein sometime in your term. What are you going to do when half the country wants you to and the other half doesn't?
Well, I'll go with the majority, really. And oh, you said half and half, didn't you?
Yeah, there is no majority there.
Well, you'd have to, I mean, it can't be split half and half exactly, can it? I mean, there's got to be like one on one side or the other, isn't there? I mean, out of 270...
Sounds like if there's not, you just start to smoke and gurgle and all of a sudden explode.
Well, and I don't know, geez, I hope that never comes to that, but out of 200 and some million people, Tommy, I'm sure that it can't be split exactly half and half. Oh, my God, I didn't think of that. Hillary, what can I do, honey? Hillary, you got a legal brief on that or something? So, Bill's sort of... Well, man, I hope he doesn't waffle like they said Jimmy Carter used to.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
He won't be a Democrat in the White House for another 50 years if this happens. We just barely got one in this time, and... Oh, man.
I mean, the similarities are already so close already just in the part of the country they come from, their appearance.
And it transcends whether or not you believe... the gays ought to be in the military. The point is, Clinton was a big advocate. You remember him all through the campaign, about how he's for gays having the right to be in the military.
Right.
Which I would agree with, by the way. But then to say, well, but I don't want to make an executive order, just have Aspen do it, that just seems wussy to me. You know, it just seems like it's not very authoritative to me somehow.
I bet he's going to have to, sooner or later, do something that'll just wipe out this image. Because remember President Bush was on the cover, I think just prior to his first election victory,
mm-hmm.
on the cover of Newsweek magazine, steering a ship. And the headline or the big tagline there was "The Wimp Factor."
Yeah.
And he was real upset about it. And it wasn't long after that. He did something. I don't know what it was, but shortly after getting in office, that kind of disappeared. And I wonder if Clinton is going to have to do something. I don't know what. Beat up somebody. Or...
Well, I think the Wimp Factor thing started to change that one convention in 88 when he had the Read My Lips deal.
Okay.
Although he didn't quite stick to that, but that seemed like the beginning of where he lost that whole notion of being a wimp. But Bill is getting to be the great appeaser now. He's trying to appease everyone, and... He might appease himself into oblivion, or he doesn't start to take
a
stand.
Although it apparently worked. What was he, 5 terms as governor down in Arkansas?
Yeah,
and he was a great politician down there.
But in Arkansas, what's the big issue? Like how to cook grits?
What I mean is he was waffling left and right down there.
Yeah.
There was a documentary.
I mean, in Arkansas you can do that because most of those people are so stupid they tend to forget what you say anyway. You know what I mean? So you can change your mind in Arkansas, and it's okay because... Well, I thought he said something different yesterday. I guess I was wrong. I guess he didn't say anything different. It's just me, I guess.
In fact, I understand it was an Arkansas citizen that got that baboon liver yesterday. And apparently they didn't tell him it was a baboon liver. They did, and he forgot. He thought he was getting a regular liver. Just found out today when he read the paper that it was a baboon liver.
Well, golly, I got me a baboon liver. Hell, I'm just as happy as I could be. So in Arkansas, you don't have those big issues, you know. It's... You know, do I still make chicken fried steak, or do I tell people to broil it? No. Do I feed the hogs at 3 or at 4? Those are the kinds of things that Arkansas people are big on. It's the whole deal. So,
I mean, he must have campaigned in overalls down there.
Yeah, oh, sure. He just walk around. And
barefoot.
Cow poop on his shoes if he's wearing any, and just walk around. Yeah, he's a real, I'll tell you one thing. Mr. Clinton, I thought you said something else. No, 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 Jethro. I said the same thing. Oh, okay, sir. Sorry.
At the ballot box, it just said corn pone number 1 or corn pone number 2.
By the way, Jethro, love your new pig pen. I thought you'd like it, Governor. Thank you. Oh, man. So, we got our own Bubba in the White House now. And And I voted for the guy. But now I don't like the way he's beginning here with his waffling.
Yeah.
More waffles than the International House of Pancakes this guy's doing.
May not be that big tax cut for the middle class now that he realizes the deficit problem is worse than he thought. So those of us who thought we were middle class and thought we might get a tax cut.
Well, you know, I wanted to do that, Tommy.
Yeah, I know you did.
And I knew it'd be a good idea and everything, but, well... You know, certain factors came up around the time that I got elected that sort of changed my mind on it just a little bit, just a tad. Now, that doesn't mean I still don't want to do it. It just means it might have to be delayed a little bit from what I thought it was going to be. Like maybe about 4 years or so. Weather. Glenn Geekstead, back with us. And ready to tell us about the weather, which apparently is pretty bad out. Right, Glenn? Oh, do I have time to tell you now? Yeah, turn your radio off if you would. Well, snow and precipitation, freezing rain, is paralyzing the Twin Cities.
No, come on, you're
It is getting very dusty out of doors.
Paralyzing?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're driving in a car, a truck, or any kind of vehicle that's motorized, please, or if you're walking on the foot, please remember... The tremendous, tremendous, tremendous problems you will encounter with the rain and the freezing rain and the snow and the ice as it falls. The entire metropolitan area will become soon a sheet of ice, which will catapult you into a sitting or kneeling or laying position if you do not walk or drive very carefully. Glenn, can you just get to the weather? I'm going to start riding short here. You know,
It's more important for me to give you the details as I see them. Hazardous conditions. Hazardous conditions. Hazardous conditions.
Glenn, come on, buddy. I mean, don't make it sound like it's World War III out there, okay?
I'm telling you, you haven't been out there yet, fellow.
That's what you're telling me.
Hazardous conditions in the metro area. Cloudy, chance of snow, freezing rain. It's all happening right now. High in the 20s. The conditions will prevail tonight, making for treacherous driving conditions around the metro area. Tonight's low in the 20s. Tomorrow, still a chance of snow, but high in the 30s. But 26 degrees right now. That's the story. Freezing rain. Be very careful, ladies and gentlemen, on KSTP AM 1500, the talk station, the Don Vogel Show with Tommy Mischke. It's devastating out there.
Marlon, you're on KSTP.
Yes. Is it too late to get in on a little president's little cross conference?
We were never in it, sir.
Well, I mean, a few minutes ago you had a little talk about it, that they're going to raise it or lower it or whatever and so forth.
Not unless it's really interesting.
Well, it's not, but the president can't raise any more taxes. The Congress does that.
God, sir, thanks for the political primer. I swear to God, some of these people just wait.
I'm going to call and educate them. The president is not raising lower taxes.
There's apparently some local watchdog group that just monitors the Vogel Show. They work out of some garage.
That's right. Watchdog just waiting.
I'm going to call and educate that person. Did you know that the president is not raising lower taxes?
Shut up. 646-8255-1800-962-0792.
If there's another point of education, I'll be calling you back. Letting you know about that one.
Thank you very much.
Good. Yes.
Well, what do you expect with a name like Marlon? Although, again, Marlon Fitzwater, your hero, and I don't mean to make light of him, certainly, because you get very offended when I even kid
well,
about
I think
Marlon Fitzwater.
There are some people that it's just, you know, hands off, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Some people who, and you don't hear a lot of Abe Lincoln jokes, for instance. You don't hear a lot of,
You know, we ought to start some. You ever think of that?
Abe Lincoln jokes?
Yeah. Let's start some Abe Lincoln jokes.
Alrighty. This will fit nicely with your philosophy that no one is off limits.
I got one.
Alrighty.
First Abe Lincoln joke I ever heard. I just made it up right now.
Alrighty.
What did Abe Lincoln say after he went to the Forbes Theater that fateful night?
What?
Nothing. He's dead.
Oh, woo! Woo! Good afternoon, everybody!
What did Abe Lincoln say when his wife asked him if he wanted to take in a movie that night? He said, I need that like I need a hole in the head. Just made that one up.
I would have never known. What did Abe Lincoln say? No, I know it. What did they say to Abe Lincoln after he wrote that famous document?
The Gettysburg Address?
No. The Emancipation.
Oh, Address. Proclamation.
Is that a proclamation, sir?
That was pretty bad, wasn't it? That was awful. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
That really did suck.
Wow. That was one of your jokes?
No, I was trying to form the joke while I was telling it. I was trying to...
I think it still could use some forming. Probably should... Could be formed well into the evening, probably, and still not
well,
necessarily be ready for the air.
I didn't quite have it together. You know what I mean? God, that was embarrassing.
Ouch.
You got an Abe Lincoln joke? 646-8255. Let's see. All right, now don't run into the ground. I said it was embarrassing.
All right.
I said it was awful. Let's move on.
All righty. Trying to think of a subject quick to move on to.
All right. Hi, you're at KSTP.
Gentlemen, Abe Lincoln jokes.
Yes, sir.
What did Abe Lincoln say after 5 days of heavy drinking? Oh, my God, I freed the who?
Oh,
Apparently there are some Abe Lincoln jokes out there.
Oh, my God. Perhaps I had just missed them.
I'm sorry. Oh, God. That's like the time on Stupid Line. There's just certain times they can hit you. Real funny, you know?
What was the one on Stupid Line?
I don't know. There's one... A guy, I don't know, we were talking about it. A guy told a joke, I'm sure somebody remembered, and I just got hysterical, and it wasn't necessarily that funny, it was just the context or something. It was just, but I, you know, who would have thought a guy would actually had a good Lincoln joke at the ready? Who would have thought that? Hi, you're on KSTP.
You know, did you know that Abe Lincoln was Jewish?
No, I didn't know that.
He was sat in the temple.
Oh, my.
Yeah, apparently there are.
There are actually Abe Lincoln. Now, who? Now, we were just kidding. Tommy and I, at least I was.
Which leads me, I was serious that I didn't think there were any, but it leads me to wonder if there aren't some Marlon Fitzwater jokes. I had said, you know, he was an example of someone hands off.
Or how about, who was a totally mediocre president? Like Chester A. Arthur jokes or...
Yeah, Tyler
jokes or, I mean... Who the heck would have thought that there would be any Lincoln jokes in there? And there they are. Hi, you're on KSTP.
Well, there's one that Bob Yates always says, that one about, besides the shooting, Mrs. Lincoln, what'd you think of the play?
That's right. That's right. Thank you. Hi, you're on KSTP. Hi, you're on KSTP. All right, so we did have actually a few Abe Lincoln jokes, and it's just amazing. I think there are more coming in. Kevin, you're on KSTP.
Yeah, Don, you know how come Abe Lincoln couldn't be a boxer?
Why was that, sir?
Couldn't take a shot to the head.
Thank you, Raymond. Of course, that could also be interwoven into a Jack Kennedy joke, I guess, if you wanted to do it that way.
Oh, man.
I just got another... Oh, God. You know what they used to always say to Mrs. Lincoln?
Huh.
What, are you crazy? Just made that up. Did that redeem me at all for the other joke?
Yeah, it did. I mean, there's a bit of a disadvantage here. We're having to come up with them on the spot.
Yeah,
these folks are bringing them in for some book.
They're ready. They've got, like, Abe Lincoln joke books in their hands. Who would have thought they'd have an Abe Lincoln joke book?
Didn't know there was
one. Oh, hi, Casey. Oh, everybody's got it. They're okay. We've done them all now. We've done all the Abe Lincoln jokes. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. We got another one. Hi, you're on KSTP.
Play reviewer saying, yes, I did hear the news, Mrs. Lincoln, but other than that, how did you like the play?
Yeah, we just got that one. All right, I think we officially closed the Lincoln joke book, apparently. However,
we're moving on to Chester, aren't we?
Or Chester A. Arthur, William Howard Taft.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler. Tyler, Tippecanoe. Tyler 2.
Harrison.
Let's see, any Harry Truman jokes? Any of the presidents, besides Lincoln? Washington would be too easy, wouldn't it?
I'm trying to think, was there a single... Oh, yeah, there was. I was going to say, was there a single joke that didn't have to do with the assassination, but there was the one about the slaves being freed.
Yeah.
So there should be some others for these presidents.
Well, look at Ulysses S. Grant. He was a drunk, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So he was the president right after Lincoln. Andrew Johnson jokes. We got a ton of those. Lyndon Johnson jokes. My fellow Americans.
Now, there had to be some Lyndon Johnson jokes.
Jimmy Carter, Teddy Roosevelt, and I just made up a Teddy Roosevelt joke just on the spot, just right now.
I'm afraid to ask. Go ahead.
What did Teddy Roosevelt's wife always say about him? He carries a big stick. Thank you very much, buddy.
The book forthcoming.
My problem is, I think I've got the joke before I actually tell it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I've got sort of a punchline.
You're missing a kind of a key synapse in the brain.
But what the heck? It's only a radio show.
That's true. Well,
tomorrow morning, speaking of radio shows, I'll be up bright and early. Oh, golly. 5:30 in the morning, isn't it, Don? Yeah, Casey, that's what time it is, buddy. Tomorrow morning, 5:30. Don Vogel for Bob Yates. I hope all you Vogel listeners will be up and give him a call. Thanks, Casey.
Don, do you know the definition of conglomeration?
Conglomeration, yeah. Let's see. So
just want to know.
Empathy, conglomeration. Now, let me ask you one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the definition of accumulate?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Holly?
Yes, Don.
I ask you a definition question.
Okay.
Do you know the definition of subliminal?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Don, by the way, do you know the definition of onomatopoeia?
Just learned it.
Oh, good.
Only it's pia, not pita.
Pia.
Yeah, pita is bread.
Pita's bread.
Pocket bread.
And I had an onomatopoeia sandwich this morning.
Onomatopoeia.
And I just took an onomatopoeia before the show. Okay.
And I cleaned up.
I certainly did. Okay. Okay. Don Fogle. KSTP, we'll be right back.
AM 1500 KSTP. Hello, I'm your boss.
My boss is a jerk, of course, he looks like the back of a horse, of course. He's fat and bald and he's a dork, I wish that he'd drop dead.
Uh-huh.
He goes yakety yak a lot, his ugly face turns red.
Uh-huh.
I bet when he was just a kid, his mom dropped him on his head. My boss is a nerd, you've heard. He's got all the brains of a hummingbird. You've never heard of a talking dork?
What's all that singing in here?
Well, listen to this.
You're all fired.
He's a doo-doo head.
Squad members, good afternoon, everybody. It is time for the afternoon service. Hour number two. If you missed hour number one, we did have some fun, and we wish you could have joined us, but we're just getting, starting to ride home. Let a blind man drive you home, and they'll have a wild kind of a ride. No question about that. This hour, we've got Mr. Ricey, of course.
Highway to Hell.
To kick off the weekend, the lovable Swami, and of course other various things that we do. Right, 527 KSTP. You know, it's a Friday. You know, what's coming up? The weekend. You know, Don Squad members. You know all too well where we have to go.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
How, how, how!
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
How, how, how!
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
How, how!
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
How, how, how!
Living easy! Oh, I got my season ticket on a one-way ride! Leave my big ass beat! No, no, no. Why is that? Going down. Ooh, party time. My friends are gonna be there too.
Here we go!
Woo! Down. Oh, y'all gonna spin it, man. Yeah. Nobody's gonna mess me around. Hey, say, Ted! Hey! rockin' man.
Hey, Mama!
Hey, Mom, look at me. I'm down to the promised land.
In America who admits to having a foot fetish. It's Don Vogel on AM 1500 KSTP. You can call him at 646-TALK, 646-8255.
Yeah. I admit to having a foot fetish, so what? What am I supposed to do about it? What can I do about it?
Nothing, man.
Nothing, man?
Nothing.
He's got one. But hey, it's okay as long as you can find somebody who appreciates it. You know what I mean?
Is that hard to find? I mean, how do you find?
Well, I mean, yeah, there are not that many people that are that into it. I mean, but you just keep hoping that somebody that'll be appreciated that you from time to time someone enjoys it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Problem.
Let's go to. Tom, you're on KSTP.
Yeah, Don, the Airport Commission and the City of Minneapolis reached an experimental way to alleviate some of the noise.
Did they?
Yeah, and they decided as they go over the residential neighborhoods to shut off the engines. Except now the residents are complaining about the noise that the planes make crashing into the ground.
Thank you very much. That was my suggestion about an hour ago. What do you want them to do, turn off the engines? Well, you see, now they've tried it. And there are numerous houses that have been affected by falling planes with their engines turned off, crashing into their homes. You dorky people who live near the airport and complain about planes flying in and out. Again, what the hell do you expect? Why don't you move, get earplugs? You know what they should do? They should sell their homes to deaf people. There'd be a perfect solution to the whole thing. You sell their home,
yeah.
You get a bunch of deaf people to... You can make like an entire deaf community
out
of these homes. This is perfect, man.
And we'd save money on the signs. You wouldn't have to put deaf child in this neighborhood because everybody would be
exactly.
Deaf driving around.
And you just put them all in homes. It could be like a residential community for the deaf. And you could just have all of them live there and they wouldn't care.
Cops wouldn't be going into the neighborhoods for noise complaints or anything.
They could fly jet planes like 10 feet over their homes. They don't know. They don't care. As long as nothing breaks, as long as there's no sonic booms and nothing breaks, they don't care. Just go around, and they're fine. So, I mean, there's the answer. You get Molly Matlin, a bunch of her people.
Uh-huh.
You get them over there. You just let them walk around and...
Heller Keller Drive.
And sign to each other, yeah. There you go. You could even call it like Matlin Place or something. And you...
oh, it's sick.
And, of course, the... Because all they feel is the vibrations, but maybe they get off on it, you know? They just feel the... they feel the plane just sort of vibrating. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we need a 40 break here.
Yes, sir.
All right, 18 minutes to 6. The Swami will predict your future with 100%. I love this, Def. Hey, this is our promo, by the way. For,
okay, this will be
Monday.
The promo.
Although I won't be here Monday, but take it a promo anyway, just because it's funny. but actually, we could make this like a... Well, never mind. Swami, 100% accuracy. Will predict your future. You want to ask about your love life, your career life, whatever. 646-8255, Don Vogel, KSTP, Talk Station. No, before we get the Swami in here, now, we found a place for deaf people to live. Now, I was thinking if you could put like a blind residential community somewhere that really looks ugly. You know, like where you got like big brick walls, you know what I mean? Like where there's absolutely no scenery at all. And, I mean, I'm telling you. And then, of course, you put the people in wheelchairs in a place where there's a lot of hills that they could just roll up and down, you know? There must be hilly areas like that, don't you think?
Uh-huh.
And they could just...
Arden Hills.
Arden Hills. There you go. Let's put them there, and they can just wheel around. All right.
Catherine. I wanted to give you my worst accordion experience.
Oh, yes, we would like that.
I went to a wedding in Milwaukee, okay? Mm-hmm. That should set it up for you. A big wedding in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, probably one of the accordion capitals of the world.
It was amazing. You have never heard anything bad on the accordion until you hear jumping jack flash to the gas, gas, gas. On the accordion. This is one of those bands that does everything, you know, they do just everything.
And most of it badly, right?
It was a long wedding reception.
What the hell would that sound like? Dun, dun. I can't imagine what that sounds
like. I don't have the memory of how it sounded. It was a long time ago.
You know, one time as a joke, I was in a restaurant and the strolling violinists, and the guy comes by and he says, "What would you like to hear?" And he's figured I'm going to say some enchanted evening or something. I said, "Jumpin' Jack Flash." He actually started playing it on the fiddle.
Violin.
It sounded pretty cool, too. I was actually very impressed.
Anything for a buck.
That's right.
Are you familiar with the polka mass up in the range area?
No.
There is a church service that is done in polka music somewhere up on the range in northern Minnesota.
There's a church in Brooklyn Center that does that.
A polka mass.
That, it's famous.
That has to be quite an experience.
Oh, well, I have never been to it, and I'm sorry, I'm not going.
I don't think I'll probably attend either. Thank you, Catherine.
Okay.
What the heck would that be like?
I know I have him. I hope you want him. He's our Lord God.
Our Father who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Woo-hoo!
That's right, kids. Whoopi John's polka mass.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Polka mass, that's a new one on me. I've heard of guitar masses. I've heard of your huddled masses, but I never heard of polka mass. Yes, Colleen?
My junior high band leader is actually the head of the polka band that leads the polka mass at this particular Catholic church in Brooklyn Center.
I can't imagine. What is the purpose? What is the...
More festive, jovial, I think.
So it's sort of like, for example, a black church who tends to, the Baptist churches, et cetera, tend to do gospel and just get really into it and get very excited. It's sort of like akin to that, I guess, right?
Yeah, I wonder if you have to kneel in time.
I don't know.
Boy, that'd hurt your knees, wouldn't it?
Ooh.
I know growing up in our neighborhood, we had a Frank Sinatra mass, which was just...
I've got you in the confessional, bop. Bah, I got you and your mortal and venial sins. Yeah. You got nobody loving you if the Lord above don't love you all the way. The Frank Sinatra Mass, ladies and gentlemen. And now it's time for Mass. I'll take the host, and I'll be saved, yeah. I know. Frank Sinatra with his... Oh, man.
Wonder what a thrasher mass would sound like.
Who's thrasher?
Like a head-banging type of mass.
Heavy,
you know?
Heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
Oh. I'm still into this Sinatra mass concept. I find that. Come pray with me. Let's pray. Let's go to mass. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. If you can use some exotic booze, the Padre's got the glass. Yeah. Come on, pray with me. Oh,
with little Frankie as the altar boy.
Once he gets you up there, he'll put that host right on your tongue. Yeah. All right, let's get... It's eyewitness news time. I love the Sinatra mass thing, but I'm into it. I'm sorry. Stan Miller's here. Hi, Stan.
Hi. It's frightening.
It is.
That was frightening.
Go ahead, sir.
Instead of the same music over and over, how about some fresh ideas? AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
Don Vogel, AM 1500. I'm sorry. We're still laughing about the concept of a... I mean, I didn't know there was such a thing as a polka mass. I just found that out. And then Tommy informs me that...
we had a Sinatra mass.
A Sinatra mass was put on when he was a kid, and I just find that fascinating.
Pews and priests... Pews and priests, they go together like the birds and bees. If you kneel, you'll see him. Altar boys all wanna be him.
Yes, the Frank Sinatra mass available at a house of worship near you. Well, that he's got enough tunes; he could probably, you know, fill up the thing rather easily, I would think. Take me to the booth and let me tell you what I did wrong. Give me my penance and I'll go out and sing my song. In other words, Father, I've sinned. Bop, bop, bop. In other words, please forgive me.
Oh, man.
It's such an ancient pitch, boo-up, one that I wouldn't switch, ooh-up, cause there's no nicer church than you, doodly-bop-a.
Father Frank.
Oh, man. That's life. That's life. But where do you go after that? Da 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 da. You better go to church and see that holy cat.
See all the parishioners in the pews just kind of swinging.
He's gonna forgive you like no priest will forgive you, come rain or come shine. All right. Oh, my. 646-8255. I'm sorry. It's so funny. And I'm not making fun of the Catholic religion. I'm just, the concept of the Sinatra Mass, I'm sorry. It's just, it's one of the funniest things I ever... I can't get enough of thinking about about what that would be. Night and day, bop bop, you wanna be saved, bop bop bop. You want some place to go after you get in your grave, bop bop a doo wow. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't.
The Rat Pack running around up there, yeah, with him. Dean
Sammy,
and Sammy.
Sammy's there. Hi, babe. I'm sure, you know, I'm not of your persuasion, man. But it's sure a kick to be here at your groovy church.
Here comes Dean Martin.
Everybody does some sinning sometimes.
Joey Bishop walks out of the rectory.
I tell you, I'm very glad to be here. My show failed on TV, but I'm here, so I don't care.
Oh, God.
Peter Lawford, he's there.
Hello, I'm Peter Lawford. I don't know what the relationship was between Marilyn Monroe and my brother-in-law. I have no idea.
And no, I didn't kill him.
No, I didn't. I had nothing to do with it whatsoever. Thank you. Oh, man. I'm sorry. This is one of the funniest things. I don't know why it strikes me so funny, but this is all the Sinatra songs that have been made. It's endless. It's just endless. You never would stop. Oh, God.
When I was in the seminary.
Yeah. It was a celibate year.
John, you're at the talk station.
Hi, Don.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I really have to give you a bad thank you for putting Frank Sinatra songs into my mind this afternoon. But I have to give you one thing here. I think your lyrics are better than the original.
I don't know, but got any Sinatra favorites to stand out, sir?
Oh, boy.
So many of them, I know.
Got You Under My Skin.
Hi, thank you. Hi, got your mortal and venial sins, bop. I'll have you saying the rosary. Hail Marys and our fathers, they're all right with me. I'll have all of your sins. You tried so not to give in. You said to yourself, this affair never would go so well. Now you gotta go to church so you don't go to hell.
Bunch of deacons in the horn section.
Quarter to four. Oh, my. All right.
Back to the throbbing phone lines. I'm sorry. I've just been totally out of control. John. Oh, here he is. John.
These hanging on the cross blues.
Yeah, I got those. Hanging on the cross blues. Thank you. Ray, you're on the talk station.
Yeah, Don, what do you think would happen if he had his daughter, Nancy, performing with him? And boots are made for walking.
Doom, 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 doom. Thank you. You've been saying you have been a sinner. Now you come here so you can confess. Ha! We'll have you say some of our fathers and Hail Marys, yeah. And then the priest will come along and he'll bless. Boom. The confessional's for sinners. And that's just what you'll do. One of these days, these sins are gonna come right back on you. Ding, 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 ding. Are you ready, sinners? Start praying! All right, my eyes are watering from laughing at Sinatra Masses. Hi, you're on the talk station. Hello.
Don.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Lady of the Tramp? Or Our Lady, I don't know.
Thank you. You got me in enough trouble. Oh, my. She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. Ooh. Oh, God. No, that's too blasphemous. See, I can't do that. I don't want to be blasphemous. I just want the concept of a Sinatra Mass and all the possibilities. But see, if I do that, then it becomes, doesn't it? It sort of goes over the fine, very fine line.
Fine line we're walking.
And I haven't gone over, Ollie. What do you mean? I haven't gone over. That's fine.
We haven't been blasphemous. We're just thinking what it would be like to change a few Sinatra tunes. But if I do the Lady's a Tramp, that sort of goes over my own personal line that I...
All the Christian bookstores currently advertising with us would cease.
That's true, and we have quite a few of them. Hi, Eric. Sinners in the night, exchanging bad things, wandering in the night. Where are the glad things? Sunday is here. It's time to go to church. Ooh. Where's that? Hello? Hello? Well, fine. Oh, fine. Okay. Hi, nobody there. There's nobody there. Ooh. All right. 4:10. KSDP, AM 1500, the talk station. The Don Vogel Show commences and continues after these important messages.
Because you're ready for a change of pace, it's AM 1500, KSDP, the talk station.
See, now people are mad at me because of something somebody else said. It's not fair. A guy called up and said, this wasn't me saying it, it was some other guy said, how about the lady that was a tramp? I didn't do it, right, Holly? Am I correct?
You are correct.
I said it was, might be considered by some blasphemy, therefore I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't step over that line. So, but now people are calling just because the guy said it and they're blaming me for it. I didn't say it. The guy said
it. Well, it's the whole bit they're looking at.
Well, the whole bit I don't apologize for. But I'm just saying I didn't say that. I didn't say the one thing. Helen. Helen.
Helen?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Is this Don?
Yes, it is.
Well, you are the most, I am not a Catholic, but you are the most despicable human being that walks the earth. And I don't, you know, I think that you should go to a psychiatrist and have your minuscule brain tested. Don't laugh so loudly. You are an imbecile. Anyone that would defame someone else's religion that they believe in as sacred, and then you, as a culprit, would defame their belief and their faith in the Almighty God. And let me just end on this note. God will hold you accountable for the way you and this other questionable individual is ridiculing someone else's religion.
I just want to see her. I just wanted to see how long she'd go. I didn't know. I didn't want to stop her. No, that wasn't me laughing. I said, I'm going to get criticized for you laughing now. Well, this was Tommy laughing. It wasn't me.
You were laughing.
Oh, I laughed
a little bit
at the beginning. But then I thought she should have her say as long as we've had ours. Craig. He's gone. I thought it was fair that she have her say. Well, as we had time to do our bit. Okay, I did laugh some, I admit.
No, Chris is walking in and he's shaking his head and makes me think something's going on out at the front desk.
Man, oh no. It's a joke. It's like Letterman always says, it's a joke. Hi, you're on the talk station.
Hi. Yes, better call Ben Johnson quick. That was perfect. It's going to make a great commercial.
I know. I'm sure Ben will get that tape and he'll act accordingly.
Thank you.
Yeah, Ben's always on the case. I'm sure he'll get to that. Well, it's Tommy's fault initially because he brought up the idea that Frank Sinatra math. Well, look at it this way. I haven't been suspended yet. I'm the only one of the air staff, aren't I? It's about damn time.
You guys are sounding like 5-year-olds in there. It was his fault. Honest, he made me do it, Mom. Just you walking into Ginny's office. Honest, it was Tommy,
well, no,
and then
Tommy,
it was the caller.
He said the Sinatra Mass, and 8,000 Sinatra songs came to my mind. If you just change the lyrics a little bit, they would be appropriate for a Mass. Oh, my. I'm sorry. I don't apologize for the bit. I don't. I hope you didn't take offense. I didn't mean any offense to the people of the Catholic faith or any other faith, but it was funny. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, because it was funny. John.
Yeah.
Right ahead.
Hey, it's only funny to you, old man. I think you're sick. I think you need help.
Hey, but you know what? It's my show.
Yeah, I know plenty. I know more than you do, that's for sure.
More than you do, not Dan you do. Try pronouncing your THs, huh? Hey, if those are the kind of people that are offended, I don't feel bad. Hey, I know more than you do. Where the hell did you come from, Oshkosh? Jesus. Hey there. Yeah, hey, I know more than you do. Yeah, learn how to say a TH. Jeez. Yeah. I think a guy's ignorant until he opens his mouth, and then there's no doubt of it. Jeff, you're at the talk station.
Hi, I agree with the last caller. I don't know about the other people. I thought that was the funniest 45 minutes I've ever heard. I thought you were just hysterical.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Holly, do you have enough to do in the...
Holly hasn't sat down for the last 40
minutes. The producer's room, Holly? Did you have a good day?
Yeah. I'm filing for hazard pay for today.
Holly, aren't you glad you work with me?
I am so glad I work with you, Don. Just think, I could be sitting around in a rock station
I just wish
pushing
we had
little buttons every 3 minutes.
I just
minutes.
Wish we had a Sinatra tune to close off with what we don't. Sorry. So we'll settle for this and see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Well, if I'm still here, I'll see you tomorrow. KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis, AM 1500, the talk station. Turi is next.